I met Harry probably in 1975 in a small pub in Huntington, Long Island, when I was singing. I was singing cabaret songs and trying to make a living. And he said, you know, kid, why don't you come back? We're having auditions for the show that I'm doing at the PAF Playhouse. And I said, sure. I never saw a famous person that close before, you know. So I said, sure. So I went over there, and the show was The Zinger. And The Zinger took place in a futuristic, it was kind of futuristic rock and roll musical. And the character I played was called Zephyr. And she's kind of a rough and tough rock and roll singer of the future. And the only problem was I hadn't really learned how to sing rock and roll yet, so I was a little out of place. And I remember at rehearsals they would come back and they were really nice, Harry and Steve and everybody. You're doing great, but you gotta like rough it up a little. You know, you gotta get this a little tougher here. And I was okay. And so Harry, I know you're listening and probably smiling, but I finally got it. He was crazy, of course, from the first she must have known it. But still she went on with him, and she never once had shown it. And she took him off the streets, and she dried his tears of grieving. She listened to his visions, she believed in his believing. She was softer and more slowly. He could not make things possible, but she could make them holy. Holy. He was dancing to some music no one else had ever heard. He'd speak in unknown languages, she'd translate every word. And when the world was laughing at his castles in the sky, she'd hold him in her body, and he once again would fly. Ah, he was the sun, burning bright and brittle, and she was the moon, shining back his light a little. He was a shooting star, she was softer and slowly. He could not make things possible, but she could make them holy. Holy. But she gave him a daughter, and she gave him a son. She was a mother and a wife and a lover. When the day was done, when he was too far, the knowledge she was the only thing that was not in his head. He took off east one morning in the rising sun's red glow. She knew he was going nowhere, but of course she let him go. As she stood and watched him dwindle, much too empty to be sad, he reappeared beside her and said, "You're all I've ever had." Ah, he was the sun, burning bright and brittle, and she was the moon, shining back his light a little. He was a shooting star, she was softer and more slowly. He could not make things possible, but she could make them holy. Ah, he was the sun, burning bright and brittle, and she was the moon, shining back his light a little. He was a shooting star, She was softer and more slowly. He could not make things possible, but she could make them holy.